huge thanks to CJ and his show Ask a Web Geek. And this is my tip on time blocking, making it work for you, whether you've never heard of it or you've tried it and it hasn't really worked for you. Here's how to fix it and get the most out of it.
All right, buckle up and stay hydrated. I'm really pleased to introduce to you our featured topic of the week. And it's absolutely my pleasure to welcome back our guest geek, Janae Spry. Now, you may remember Janae from several weeks ago, where she presented to us an incredible productivity system that you can use to set goals for your week, your month, your quarter, or your day, and make sure that you're getting accomplished the things you need to. Well, Janae is back again today with another productivity tip for you. It's all about time blocking. So I'm so excited to present. This is a really great series of tips. So I'm gonna point you over there now and I'll welcome you back in just a minute. Janae, take it away.
Hey everybody, my name is Janae Spry. I'm a growth strategist and productivity expert. I am also the founder of the Doer Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Huge thanks to CJ, number one, who has already been an expert in my group several times. So every single week I post a video with an actionable piece of advice that people can take and actually implement in their business. And a few weeks ago, what we had was time blocking. So again, huge thanks to CJ and his show, Ask a Web Geek. And this is my tip on time blocking, making it work for you, whether you've never heard of it or you've tried it and it hasn't really worked for you. Here's how to fix it and get the most out of it. So today I'm coming at you with my tip for the week, which is talking about time blocking. And if you've tried time blocking and it hasn't worked for you, I have some ideas for you. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about in this video. If you're brand new to time blocking, this video is also great for you. But in particular, if it's something that you've struggled with, I think I might know why. So let's get started. So the first thing that we need to talk about is what is time blocking? So that's number one. Time blocking is pretty much exactly what it sounds, okay? So it's just making blocks in your calendar and deciding what you're gonna do then and sticking to it. I talk a lot about being prescriptive with your time instead of descriptive, so being intentional, planning ahead. So I wanna show you really quickly what a sample time-blocked calendar looks like. This is actually mine. So I use Google Calendar for pretty much everything, and this is an example of my time-blocked schedule. So this sort of sits in the background, and then I schedule things right on top of it. So in this section where it says to-do list, I might also schedule meetings with people, and then if those meetings have to do with the strategy of my business, then I'll schedule those meetings. I'll tend to try to schedule those meetings down here. Doesn't always work perfectly, but that's what I attempt to do. And if there are no meetings and schedules of other people are not necessarily related, then I try to stick to this. So to-do list is pretty much literally anything that I have to do during the day to work in my business, basically. And then creativity and strategy is basically everything I do to work on my business. So this is generally how I split it up. This part is sort of my transition between the two. So it's sort of a crossover, but I really try to spend at least half of my day on creativity and strategy if and when possible. This is really, really important to me. And ever since I started doing it, it's worked out really well. In the middle, I've combined the two time blocks of workout and lunch. You might find that you need to combine time blocks as you move forward. Sometimes people have way too many. And then you'll see that I have email scheduled for Mondays and Thursdays. So I do schedule my action items email for those days. Now, a lot of people get to this step and then they just don't follow it or it just doesn't work for them. And generally the reason is because they're trying to change themselves to match the time blocked schedule. And that's generally not gonna work if you start out and you're struggling with productivity or struggling for consistency in scheduling. So really you wanna do it the other way. So creating a time block schedule that basically just puts on paper or on the screen in this case, what you're kind of already doing, and then just trying to be consistent about that. So I want to talk a little bit about what that looks like. I've actually linked above this video, this workbook. This is actually fillable. So if you're somebody that wants to use pen and paper, you can print this out if you want and have actual paper for this. If you want to use Google Calendar, that's generally what I suggest, is to do something like this. But I've also given you the option of a fillable workbook, so you can type right in these squares. Just do make sure that you save this as a file, guys, on your computer, not on your downloads. Before you edit it, it will be very unfortunate if you edit it and then you didn't save any of your work. So please make sure you do that, and do not edit it. Don't open it in your internet browser. So that's the time block schedule part. And then the second part is really what I want to talk about today. This is the most important part to this, okay? So what people don't do is they don't weekly analyze, don't set aside time to weekly analyze what went right, what went wrong, and how they can fix it. So what I've done is I created a workbook for you, or you can just write down these questions. It's totally up to you. Again, the link for this is above. So you want to talk about which time blocks were really easy to hit. So if you love working out and you have that as a time block, maybe that's super easy to hit because you're definitely going to do it anyway, right? What time blocks were hit, but it was really hard? Like you had to kind of remind yourself, like, hey, I have a schedule here. And then which time blocks did you miss completely? Like they didn't even happen, or they happened at a completely different time that's not even kind of near the original. Then you want to think about any time blocks that you think you're going to continue to hit easily. For example, again, if you work out or something like that and that's super easy for you, you're going to write that here. These are going to be the most important pieces here. If you hit something with difficulty, then you want to think about what adjustments need to be made. So I've given you a couple tips here. This is supposed to be something that helps you. It shouldn't be adding to your to-do list, in other words. So it's not supposed to be something that creates an additional step for you in your week. And that's a really important part to general systems. It's okay for it to add a little extra step for you if it's the first week or maybe the first 2 weeks, but after that, it should be helping more than it hurts. For missed time blocks, what's really common here is that in your head, for example, it takes an hour to work out, so you put an hour block, but you forget that you have to, maybe you have to drive to a gym, or maybe you have to drive to a location, a park, something like that. Maybe you have to leave your house and walk somewhere, and you have to come back, you have to shower, you know, maybe you have to eat, that type of thing. So it's not actually an hour. It ends up being much longer. So it's important to be really accurate about your time. The easiest way to do that is just to overestimate everything. So double or add, you know, add anywhere from 20% to 100% of the time that you need for each one. And then if you finish early, you can go, you know, I finish early every single time. Let's reduce this time block. I don't need this much time. It's ridiculous. So that's something that's really, really important. If you're missing time blocks or having difficulty with them, is to think through that. Okay. Next is rating your stress level, your productivity level, and then your time block accuracy. So these are actually little check boxes, so you can check them for your workbook. I do recommend that you make a copy of this workbook every single week so that you can see your progress. And again, progress, not perfection, guys. That's so important, and you're going to hear me say that a lot. I am such a perfectionist, so this is something I have to tell myself. And in fact, you'll see I made a little error right here. It's the little side of the zero. But guess what? Progress, not perfection, and it's still totally usable. I didn't want to remake it. So really important to be focusing on progress and not perfection. So stress level, productivity level, and time block accuracy. This is why this matters. If your stress level is a red line, then you are going to want to make sure that you're giving yourself extra time and being nice to yourself over the course of the week. If you are hitting tens on these, then chances are you're not pushing yourself enough. So if you are getting 100% of every single thing done planned, then there's a really good chance that you're being a little too nice to yourself. So it's also important to be thinking about that as well. And then you can put any additional notes in here. And again, this is all fillable, so you can just type right in here. Or if you're a print person, you can print that out. You know, just make sure you put the date on it. And I really want to encourage you and remind you to, number one, time block. So this is really an important strategy to use. And again, it can live in the background, just like what I have here. You can just create a time block. This is time blocking schedule right here. And then, you know, you can just put your meetings right on top of it in a different calendar, you know. So meeting, there you go. And then the nice thing about the about Google Calendar is, you know, you can remove this and put it back whenever you need. So that's something that's really important to think about as well. So number one, time block, and number two, analyze every single week how it's going. If you have to change something that week, then you have to analyze why. That's really what you have to remember. Number one, be intentional about your time. And number two, if anything changes, analyze what went wrong and why. And again, you can just download this workbook, or you can write down the questions from this video, just replay it. You can get all of the information here. All right, guys, so that's my tip for this week. Time block and analyze what went right and what went wrong and how you can fix it. Thanks, guys.
Wasn't that great? I love that's those tips. Thank you so much, Janae, for doing that. And here we go. I'm just going to adjust this mic a little bit, shake out all the wiggles and rub my nose and all those kind of things. Blah, blah, itches. Blah, I'm on video. I was commenting to someone, hey, if you've never seen the show on YouTube, it's different. I edit out all the nonsense. I leave all the nonsense in right here for you in the Facebook group, just for your amusement. But I do edit out a lot of it. All right. Oh, hey, man. I have an appointment in 10 minutes. That was not well planned. I did not realize that. Shoot. Well, that's awkward. Man, I did not realize how late it was today. Well, new plan. I don't know when I'm going to record this show. Because I have some sort of weird time situation today where I've lost time. Maybe I was abducted for about 40 minutes because it's an hour later than I wanted it to be. It's a half an hour later than I thought it was, and I will not be late to that appointment. Thank you so much for being here, Jessica. This was a private Ask a Web Geek show just for you. Thank you for being here. This special episode of Ask a Web Geek is just for Jessica, and I'm so glad that you're with me this morning.
The internet's a jungle!